Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Action alert. Forest Service to allow logging in Colorado roadless areas. The Forest Service has approved logging 1,200 roadless areas of Colorado's Route National Forest. The logging will not only degrade these lands, but has little scientific basis to suggest it will do anything to achieve the goal of controlling a beetle epidemic. Even the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency opposes it. This appears to be the first decision in the nation to permit roadless area logging since the Roadless Area Conservation Rule was finalized in 2001. Moreover, this roadless sale would not be allowed if the rule were being implemented. This decision makes a mockery of administration claims not to violate the rule. The Route National Forest in northwestern Colorado near Steamboat Springs includes over 30 unprotected roadless areas, many of which deserve wilderness protection. Two of them are the targets of this logging plan. The Nipple Peak South Roadless Area's 6,000 acres include isolated rocky peaks and large open meadows. They shelter 1,400 elk in summer, among other wildlife. The Forest Service recently agreed that the area had all the qualities of a wilderness area: naturalness, roadlessness, and opportunities for solitude and primitive recreation. To the east of Nipple Peak South is the 36,000-acre Dome Peak area, with habitats ranging from lush riparian streamsides to sagebrush through a mixed conifer and aspen forest with alpine tundra above timberline. The Forest Service recently approved logging on a combined total of nearly 1,200 acres, nearly 2 square miles in these areas. Loggers would use helicopters to remove logs so no new roads would be built, but a significant swath of forest within these areas will be leveled. The claimed purpose of the logging is to limit the impact of beetle epidemics in the area so that future commercial logging may occur. There is little science to suggest the logging will do much, if anything, to repel beetle attacks by helping to strengthen remaining trees. To the contrary, the extant science indicates that when beetle populations reach such high levels, there's little human intervention can do. What this intervention will, without question, do, though, is destroy habitat for such wildlife as marten, goshawk, and boreal owl. That led the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to conclude the environmentally preferred method for addressing the beetle epidemics was no logging at all of the kind approved. The Forest Service itself concluded that the chosen course of action would cause the greatest damage to roadless character. Virtually the only comments on the draft proposal in support of such intensive logging came from out-of-state timber companies. Logging these two special places would be illegal under the Roadless Area Conservation Rule of 2001. The rule would only permit logging that is confined to small-diameter trees and where needed to either improve imperiled species habitat or to protect forests from uncharacteristically damaging wildfires. But the Forest Service admits that the agency plan will log large trees, has little benefit for wildlife, and won't protect the forest from uncharacteristic wildfires. This is one of the first projects anywhere in the nation to so blatantly violate the roadless rule since it was adopted. While the roadless rule is not enforced due to court action and administration opposition, a bill to make the rule law was introduced last week in Congress. In addition, top Bush administration officials have told Congress that roadless areas are special, that such areas deserve special protection, and that the Forest Service is not logging in roadless areas in violation of the roadless rule yet. Approval of the logging in the Route National Forest makes a mockery of their assurances. Please tell the Forest Service to cancel this destructive logging proposal. Send a letter from the website www.wilderness.org, that's www.wilderness.org, or write to the Forest Service directly at Dale Bosworth, Chief, U.S. Forest Service, 201 14th Street Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20250. That's Dale Bosworth, Chief, U.S. Forest Service, 201 14th Street Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20250. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.